Fundación Cana brings you the following article. Pollutants and Cannabis by scientific team Fundación Cana, Barcelona, Spain. Cannabis must be free of waste products and pollutants, which might pose a short or long-term health risk. Plants can be exposed to several types of chemical and microbiological pollutants during the whole production process, which extends from cultivation all the way to packaging. This must be avoided. Chemical pollutants, heavy metals. Some heavy metals that can be found in vegetables and particularly in cannabis are lead, cadmium, mercury, and chromium. These metals accumulate in parts of the body and are not easily eliminated. When certain levels of these toxins are reached, metabolic imbalances are triggered, leading to poisoning. Lead poisoning is called Saturnism and is characterized by the accumulation of this metal in the blood, soft tissues, and bones, causing certain physiological disorders and even death. Not every plant can tolerate being grown with high levels of these pollutants. However, the cannabis plant is quite resistant to their influence. This feature, together with the fact that it is fast-growing, has led to the study of cannabis for phytoremediation. Phytoremediation consists of growing plants in polluted soil so that they will absorb the heavy metals and other pollutants, resulting in soil decontamination. The subsequent treatment of these plants allows for the controlled elimination of pollutants. It can also be used as raw material to manufacture certain products not intended for human consumption. The capacity of cannabis for absorbing radioactive cesium has also been demonstrated. The accumulation of these metals in plants is due to the cultivation in contaminated soil. Non-metal chemical pollutants, arsenic, nitrates, and nitrites. Water contamination with arsenic is much more common than we believe. In fact, there are several areas in Spain that have water contaminated with arsenic. The most recent case has taken place in Galicia, where gold mining caused waters to be contaminated with arsenic. Gold in these mines is part of arsenopyrite, which is pulverized and cleaned to isolate the precious metal. Arsenic consumption is related to skin cancer and other ailments. Plants naturally absorb arsenic and store it in their tissues. This is the reason why it is necessary to avoid using wells or groundwater when it is not known if this element will be present in them. Soil could also be contaminated with arsenic. Nitrites are one way for nitrogen to be present in plants. Crops demand a certain amount of nitrogen for optimum growing. When we add fertilizer with organic nitrogen, this is transformed in the soil into ammonium, nitrites, and nitrates in a process known as nitrification. Much of the nitrogen applied to our plants is absorbed as nitrates, although large amounts of ammonium and nitrites can also be absorbed. When nitrates access our body, some of them can change into nitrites. The combination of nitrite with certain organic amines can produce substances with great carcinogenic potential, known as nitrosamines. Biological toxins. Toxins of biological origin can be found within chemical organic pollutants. These are produced by microorganisms, fungi, and bacteria. Some bacteria have such toxins in their cellular membrane and are known as endotoxins. When speaking about fungi, these toxins are referred to as mycotoxins and generally are substances segregated by these organisms. Pesticide residue. Cannabis for consumption should not contain pesticide residue. There is the belief that observing the security time frame marked in the pesticide's packaging should be enough to avoid residue in the plant. This is not always necessarily true. There is always a list of authorized crops in the packaging of chemical pesticides, which specifies on what crops the pesticide can be used. The reason why it cannot be applied to other cultivations is the maximum limit of residue. Depending on what plant species is treated with the pesticide, the final product will show different amounts of residue. There are no studies that indicate the amount of remaining residue after having applied a certain pesticide. Therefore, there is no way of knowing how much residue we ingest. The security time frame detailed on the label does not apply to cannabis, as it only applies to the products listed on the label. Biological pollutants. Biological pollutants are those microorganisms, bacteria, fungi, and yeasts that can be found in the final product. During cultivation, plants can develop certain plant pathogens, mainly fungi. However, although these fungi only attack plant species and are not normally human pathogens, they can cause severe allergic reactions. There is a disease known as cannabinosis that is specific to those who work with hemp fiber and are constantly inhaling the particles suspended in the air. The main symptom is a serious respiratory failure. Some research points to the microorganisms that can be found in such particles as the ones responsible for cannabinosis. Some plant pathogens produce toxins, as it happens with Trichothium roseum, also known as pink mildew. A final product destined to be consumed should contain a minimum amount of these plant pathogens. A study was carried out in the United States to show what type of microorganisms could be found in the environment of indoor cannabis crops. The results showed that there were up to 100 times more spores of fungi Penicillium genus in indoor crop environments than in outdoor ones. These fungi are mainly found in soil and substrata. However, their spores can be easily released into the environment. Although some of these fungi are used to make cheese, some others produce toxins that can cause serious health problems. Nonetheless, it was discovered that the handling of these crops for the manicure, drying, etc., caused such release of spores that could reach up to 500,000 spores per square meter. The study's research recommends using masks during the handling of the crop, as such a high concentration of spores can cause allergic reactions and hypersensitivity in workers. Polluting microorganisms. Escherichia coli is a bacterium mainly found in animal intestines and excretions. Even though there are a huge number of strains which are not pathogenic, there are many others which can cause severe diseases and diarrhea. There are also strains that produce toxins. The fact that these strains are found in animal excretions means that it can also be found in the resulting manure, compost, and fertilizers made from them. Therefore, a way of contaminating the plant is by using these types of fertilizers. It could be because the plant comes in contact with it, or because, when we cut it, we place the plant in soil previously treated with contaminated manure, compost, or fertilizers. The contact with excretions coming from domestic animals such as dogs, cats, and mice can also lead to contamination. Genus Salmonella. Similar to E. coli, there are enterobacteria found in animal excretions. There are several strains which can cause serious disease in humans. There have been cases of poisoning due to Salmonella through contaminated cannabis, as happened in the United States in 1981 when 85 cases of enteritis provoked by Salmonella were registered. 71% of people in these cases had been in contact with cannabis, where analysis showed positive for Salmonella munchen. Both E. coli and Salmonella are bacteria that must reach the digestive tract in order to cause the infection. Thus, in the cases of ingestion of cannabis, the risk is immediate. For those who consume cannabis by inhalation, the main risk lies in handling it, i.e. when the plant is shredded to make a cigarette. In this case, the fingers are contaminated with the bacterium, so if we touch our mouth or any food afterwards without having cleaned our hands first, there will be a high risk of infection. Salmonella, genus Aspergillus. These are some of the most dangerous kinds of fungi to be found. This is not just because of their capacity to grow inside the organism, but also because of the production of high-power carcinogenic mycotoxins, known as aflatoxins. It is a fungus that can be found everywhere, and its spores are constantly inhaled by people. In general, this is not a problem. However, when it comes to sensitive people, or people with certain pathologies that cause a weakening of the immune system, it can be the reason for a disease known as aspergillosis. This disease consists in fungus growing in the lungs and the subsequent reaction of the body covering it with cells. This produces a mass called aspergilloma, which will affect the organs. Cases of aspergillosis in cannabis users have been reported, as the spores are easily inhaled with each inhalation. This fungus mainly affects cannabis grown in conditions with a high level of humidity, or cannabis that has been stored in an environment of high humidity and heat. This article was brought to you by Fundación Cana.